Hello and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Saturday, we honor Ascended Master Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the Chohan of the seventh ray of God's transmutation of freedom, the mercies of God, in the forgiveness of God. Saint Germain is overlighted in the area of Transylvania, Romania, and Table Mountain, the Rocky Mountains of the United States of America, which is an etheric retreat. He exemplifies the color and vibrations of violet. Let us for a moment pause and take in all of that, which is the mercies of God, the different changes that we are seeing on our planet right now, in the areas of economics, social engagement, the political infrastructure of our union, all of the different military activities that are being sprinkled about throughout each and every state of the Union, throughout the United States, and around the entire globe at this current time, sending the rays of love to every military service member throughout this great earth at this current time. We humbly thank them for their service to the planet. We speak to them right now as all of the efforts to bring about changes and transition to every republic around the globe is being impeded. The efficiency of it, the effectiveness of it, and all of the strenuosity of it being doused on our military service members. We thank them right now, all throughout the world, around the globe. Keep going. Keep fighting. Let us keep believing and have the hope and faith and belief that all that God has doused upon us at this current time is being sent forth throughout the globe with troops on the ground, troops in the air, troops in the land and sea surfaces. We honor you on today. And so with that, blessed ones, We just want to send forth this beautiful moment as we pause and acknowledge them on today. Transition into a new age with new concepts in the use of the violet flame. Saint Germain imparts upon us the following message. We at the beginning of the new age in which through the courtesy and kindness of life, I am the Chohan and I will assist you in the religious service which will be manifested in the worship of the next 2,000-year cycle. This is the activity of the violet ray, the activity of ordered service and ritual, the activity where mankind, angels, and elementals will again be drawn together and conscious cooperation, and will, hand in hand, walk together along the path of evolution, where they will serve together and build together the kingdom of heaven on earth. They will worship together in ceremonials such as you cannot yet conceive. During this time of transition, individuals are experimenting with various combinations of thought, feeling, and spoken word and decrees. We are transitioning ourselves, our world, and now our planetary systems. Within this transitioning period, there are periods of unrest in the emotional and mental bodies of the masses of people and causes of great sense of fears throughout the flesh bodies of every individual. This is where students on the path to mastery will be able to take advantage of the opportunity to assist individuals with the activity of the violet fire and use to help the masses of people now. Saint Germain assisted farmer from distress in the release of the karmic debt. One day, before my ascension, while in deep contemplation of the presence and its violet fire of mercy, forgiveness, and transmutation, my inner sight was opened, and I had a glimpse of a farmer walking through a field sowing seeds. This man was heavy of heart and head,
and his head was bowed. Suddenly, I saw a light ray from my presence go forth, within which was the violet fire. It blazed around that individual, instantly transmuting the cause of his distress, for which cause I had been responsible at one time or another. Thus was paid the particular debt which I owed that life stream. Then that life stream raised his head, free of that burden, and actually ran laughing toward the farmhouse. That person never knew from whence his release came. I did not even know the name of that man, but I knew that his burden was lighted and lifted, and that at least some of his karma or my karma debt, my karmic debt, had been paid. It will be interesting if you care to develop it. I would like to thank you for giving yourself so freely and so completely in the cause of freedom, for investing your energies in that freedom through the centuries, not only in this embodiment, but you have rallied around that banner of freedom in almost every era and every age that you have lived. Now, as we enter the door of a new day, I shall remember those of you who have stood by me, and you shall be a part of that spiritual court that lives forever. Saint Germain's use of the violet ray to transmute the distress of a farmer is one way that we as masters on the path are able to assist individuals in distress also. The importance is knowing that now in the physical body, we will be able to assist individuals who need our help now. The premise of the seventh ray is transmutation and the practice of removing limitations and distress by use of the violet fire is imminent during the current time that we are currently in. Now, we are being tested by our ascended masters daily, which are called initiations. The Lord Maha Chohan lets us know that the alert individual should take full advantage of the sacred fire of purification, which is the violet fire. In order to transmute cause, effect, record, and memory of hatreds, resentments, frustrations, and other discordant karmic links that lie, for the most part, dormant in the etheric body, but which flare into resuscitated life and action when other life streams connected with them in the past meet again. As certain tests are required in the physical world to determine an individual's fitness for a certain position, so do initiations on the spiritual path determine whether a life stream has risen above discordant reactions to conditions which might prove a stumbling block at a later date. These initiations are constantly taking place in daily life, especially to those who come under the direct instruction and radiation of the ascended masters. As most of the experiences of life are of this karmic nature, calling on the law of forgiveness and the use of the violet fire will remove them from your paths. In our daily lives, we each have events that are taking place which helps to make us stronger and wiser. We go through life's most pressing challenges, and we do not give up. We must keep going, because each situation and scenario requires greater ability to comprehend and master what we have learned. Each level is a progression or a failure of progression. And we must confront our greatest fear. We must confront it. And that is sometimes when it happens to be ourselves outside of the situation itself. For in that situation, we see ourselves. And in that situation, we must progress on. We must hold the light. We must keep going, keep gaining all that God has to offer us on a daily basis. We must keep going. You're training for mastery. You are in training to become ascended masters, did you know? Yes, you are. You blessed ones, I'm talking to you. You are in training to become ascended masters. Freedom comes when you are master of circumstances, consciously, knowing it, and can regulate any set of circumstances by the flame within your heart. How about it? Yes, there is no other permanent freedom. You must free yourselves. Your grandmother cannot do it. Your mother and father cannot do it. Your children cannot do it. Your best friends cannot help you. You must help yourselves. Your aunties and uncles cannot help you. You must help yourself. The sisters and brothers that you hold near and dear cannot help you. You must help yourself. You must hold the light, beloved ones. Hold your own light, the light that is within, without. You must hold that light. To summarize the initiations of the seventh ray, number one, you must purify yourself through the use of the violet fire to become a pure vessel to do God's will, to do God's holy will. And number two, you must participate in the ritual of worship of the new age. In conclusion, let us remember what beloved Archangel Gabriel has taught us. Mastery is the preordained destiny of every man, woman, and child belonging to this evolution. Elohim Vista stated, it is the law, actual scientific law, that what you begin can be accomplished when it is in agreement with God's plan to bring perfection to the earth. The task before us is challenging and demanding. As I pointed out with our military service members, this task is very necessary to get us on the path, all of us united, on a united front. It can even become downright discouraging. But that is when the earnest Chila, which is you and I, pushes on, pushes through it. We must get to it and do it, even when it's hard, harder and hardest. We have come through many embodiments to this point in our development. We are candidates in training. With sufficient commitment and determination, the ascension is ours to claim. Saint Germain's focus of transmutation for freedom, transmutation for mercy, and transmutation for forgiveness is rooted in this new age dispensation. And we must accept this fact and call on the law of forgiveness to help us each day also. So let us again hold to this truth that each one of us is important to every connected individual. Just like you see the stars at night, each one is connected in some magnificent way, shining their brilliant light upon the earth as we look upon it. Each individual on this blessed planet is a star. Each person is a light. And when you see the shooting star go down, if you ever had the opportunity to witness a shooting star going down, pray for that individual. Pray for that star, because that person has done the overwhelming abundancy of being on this great earth, holding his or her light for the planet. And we speak to the individuals who have gone home to glory. We welcome them into the heavenly realms. And we're asking for your continued prayers to them, those who have reached the other side of the shore, going home to God's heaven. And we send our prayers and blessings to them on this day, that they too will not have to endure the coming back and coming into the world of form again, that they will be able to just stop the cycle of rebirth, 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 and rebirth, that they have learned their lessons while here on this blessed planet, and that they too are going to be able to be of great service, be of great service, be of great service to those who they have left while transitioning, their families, their loved ones, anyone in which they have touched. We hold them close to our hearts now, bowing our head and sending forth a moment of silence to them for the activities of life that they completed while on earth. We thank them for all of their service work to the planet right now. In Jesus' name. And for Saturday's affirmation, I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity error and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, every error, every obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. And for our prayer today, Saturday's prayer, in the name of the presence of God, I am in me, my holy Christ self, and that of all mankind, we ask for forgiveness now to the violet fire of love, mercy, invocation, transmutation, and freedom for ourselves, all mankind, and the planet Earth. To that end, we call to you, the ascended masters, the great cosmic beings, the angelic host and mighty Elohim, and all who are concerned with the violet fire and seventh ray to our great Earth. And most especially do we call to you, beloved Archangels Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, along with our beloved Saint Germain, to be with us now in your luminous presence. Your luminous presence. Your luminous presence on today. Take up our humble efforts and amplify them without limit. To bring instantaneous perfection wherever the blessed violet flame is called forth now. We thank you for the answer to this, our every heart's call to you. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. And for today's forgiveness declaration, we ask forgiveness now for all the transgressions of thy law of love and harmony. Thy law of love and harmony. Thy law of love and harmony. Both for ourselves and all mankind. The forces of the elemental kingdom and the kingdom of nature. Endow us now with thy power and desire to so forgive all who have ever caused us distress back into the very beginning of time. We thank you. It is done in thy holy name. I am. I am. I am. All right, now, that is the end of our beautiful message of today. Each time I end the tape, it's like a burst of energy that comes forth from me. I'm sending that energy right now out to all of you who are needing this energy released onto you right now in the blessed name of our Father. This is the end. Saint Germain's use of the violet ray and the law of forgiveness. I hope that you all have received what you needed to receive in today's message. Until next time, I love you all. God bless you. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Om. I am light.
Om. We thank you for listening to Our Beloved Destiny, The Open Door.